Now today, as we return to the book of Proverbs, as we have suggested before, it's directed to a young man. And this is a book that has a special message for young people. And we're living in a day when an appeal is made to young people especially, in fact, to people of all ages, to try to improve themselves. Instead of being a dull individual, become an exciting individual. And there are all sorts of ways that are being used today. The world, of course, is using every method of advertising, and they've got something that will improve you. There are soaps and lotions and shampoos and salves and pills and paste and powders that'll up your popularity rating. If you want to make a hit, you will either have to pour it on, rub it in, or take it before or after meals. Sprinkle or spray it, and you can even bathe in it. And then there's the possibility of buying the large economy size and going swimming in it. My friends, this is the day when the human family wants to improve itself, and it wants popularity. We want to be somebody. Mankind is striving for a higher Gallup rating. Now, the church has got onto this, too, and playing it for all it's worth. And their series today on how to live the Christian life. There are seminars, and there are all kinds of charisma that's being suggested today, and charm that we might improve ourselves. And most of these, they go to the Bible, and these short courses they have some particular objective in view, how to improve your PR, that make you a PR individual. You'll be outgoing and very popular, very attractive, and that sort of thing, and be a radiant Christian. All of these things are suggested in these courses that are being offered. And as a result, I talked to a leading pastor here in Southern California the other day who has supported all these programs, and he himself has conducted them. He said to me, he says, I am getting nothing in the world but a bunch of religious robots today. They follow a few little rules, and they attempt to live by them, and they feel like that they've got it made. And he said to me, he said, what do you think is wrong? Well, I said, I'm playing on an instrument of just one string. That's all I use. And my point is, you need to study the whole Bible. You need to go through the entire Word of God. You need to study it from Genesis to Revelation. And there have been so many today that have been disappointed when they go through these courses. And as a result, they feel that they've been defeated. May I say to you, my friend, those people of the past recognized that life without a real objective, without really a knowledge of the Word of God, was futile. It was purposeless. Shakespeare has a character in the play of Macbeth make this statement, and I think it's a tremendous statement. Life's but a walking shadow, a poor player that struts and frets his hour upon the stage and then is heard no more. It's a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing. Why not put a purpose in your life, Christian friend, to want to know the Word of God and not be one that's passing across the stage of life, doing nothing in the world but strutting and fretting and doing something that signifies nothing. Oh, to come to a knowledge of the Word of God, to study the Word of God. Even Bobby Burns was a real pessimist, a man who could write such lovely poetry. And here is his estimation of life. O life, thou art a galling load along a rough, a weary road to wretches such as I. Don't make it that way, Christian friend. Come get on the Bible bus and let's go through the Word of God. Some people ask, well, why are so many today turning to Christ? You are not an evangelist. You are not bringing sermons like that. Well, may I say to you, the Word of God has a power that no individual has. Only the Spirit of God taking the Word of God today can make a child of God and can enable him to grow and in grace and in the knowledge of Christ.